Little Pixie, that's what he called her. She was his mischievous, sexy girl. She was, more often than not, either about to get into trouble, getting in trouble, or getting a well-deserved and appreciated spanking for being in trouble. That's the way they both liked it. She was not always bad. She slept sometimes, and sometimes there was no trouble to get into. Other times, though, she had a habit of finding trouble everywhere. The thing was, she looked so damn cute getting into it, it was hard to stay mad at her, which meant she had to try twice as hard as others to get the spankings. She would often find the smallest thing and then expand it, evolve it, until he had to notice, like the webcam. It was just too much temptation for her to resist. So when he left her alone to go to work, she just had to find some trouble to get into. So as his car drove out of sight, she stripped naked and plopped herself down in front of the camera. She just watched her own video feed for a while, seeing what she could get good pictures of, giggling maniacally the entire time as soon as she had a collection of her own shots of her ass and tits and smile and sticking her tongue out and even her clean-shaven pussy amassed on the system. Now she just needed to figure out what to do with them all. She waited for a half hour, just about the time he would be getting to work, and then she knew exactly what to do. Typing out a quick message to him, she attached several pictures to the email and sent them. She grinned, thinking of him getting into his office, worried someone else in the office might see them. The thought made her giggle, and her pussy started to get wet. This was fun. She waited for maybe 15 minutes, and then the phone rang. She knew it was him, so she didn't answer it. She waited for the machine to grab it. Seconds later, there was the beep, and then his voice. Cute. Very cute. I just hope no one else got a hold of these emails, baby. Okay, not mad enough. She'd have to do something better, obviously. He was mildly annoyed, but also turned on. Both were good starts, but she wanted him totally pissed off and horny as hell for lunch. She grinned and sent another batch to him, this time of her fingers in her pussy, and then also pulling on her nipple ring. That should get a little more out of him. She waited and waited, and then nothing happened in the first 5 minutes, so she began to experiment again. She took the webcam down and tried different angles. Finally, as she squatted over it and began to play with herself, she got several very good close-up shots. You could see how wet she was. That was what she wanted. The phone rang, but no message. That was good. He was getting a little pissed. She grinned and sent the new ones to him with an urgent header on them. Better chance someone else might look at them that way. She waited, and then he called again, and she answered it, sounding all innocent. Hello? Hello, all innocence. Do you know what happens if I get caught? Do you? What the fuck are you doing? Do not email any more pictures. Oh, he was getting good and mad, but not quite there yet. She sat and thought and thought and had to get something totally over the top to get him there. More pictures in an email would be boring. Need something new. She started grinning ear to ear and knew what she had to do. She knew the perfect thing. This was the best. She laughed. Oh, he was going to be so pissed off. It was not even funny. She knew that it would just drive him insane. She began playing with the webcam until she had the perfect shot. Her fingers in her pussy, pulling on a nipple, her cum dripping down the crack of her ass. Perfect. Opening another program on the computer, she began to put her plan into action. She looked through the stored numbers until she found it, his private office fax number. It came to the machine right next to him. She giggled and found her seat was all wet in excitement. The program picked up the modem line and dialed. Then his phone answered. The computers talked, and finally the picture was being sent. She was laughing and playing with herself. She could almost feel the sting of his belt on her ass already. She earned it, damn it. The picture wasn't even all the way sent when the phone rang. She turned off the ringer. She knew it was him, but it was too late to stop. She bit her lip and waited. Sure enough, her cell phone rang. She laughed. Oh yes, that was the trick. He was good and pissed now. The computers clicked and disconnected. The deed was done. She giggled and came and laughed. This was too much fun. She licked her fingers clean, and that turned her on even more, so she started playing with herself all over again. Oh, she was going to be sloppy wet by the time he came home for sure. She turned the ringer back on and picked up the handset. Before he could call again, she dialed his office number. He picked up the line and said hello, just in time to hear her come hard and then hang up. She giggled, waited, then the phone rang. Hello, all innocent and shy. Don't even play innocent. Don't even try that. She giggled. Oh, yes, it's hilarious. Have the belt out when I get home. See how funny it is then. She giggled and he continued. No more pictures, faxes, calls. Just get away from that computer. I am taking an early lunch. Just stay fucking still until I get there. She hung up and sat on the couch, waiting, naked, belt in hand. She earned this, damn it. She watched the minutes tick off the clock. He would be home soon. She could almost hear him cussing under his breath the whole way home. She grinned. She was so good at this. He came through the door, pissed off, hard, and with that evil look in his eyes. She nearly came at the sight of him. He was smiling. That was a good thing. He was in that mood. He raised an eyebrow and looked at her, waiting for him. Aren't you cute? She nodded. He laughed and bit his lip. Do you have any idea how close you came to getting me? Do you understand? Do you know? He kept cutting himself off. Then he stopped as he looked at her. Is that all cum? He asked, pointing to the huge wet spot under her. She nodded and grinned. Holy shit, that's all cum? She nodded and spread her legs and showed him her cum-covered fingers. Uh-huh, see? He laughed and shook his head. He was ready to kill her. He was so angry and ready to fuck her, too. Oh, she did these things to drive him completely nuts. Give me that damn belt and bend over now. He held out his hand. She grinned and handed him the belt with a little squeal of glee. Oh, yes, she had earned this. She bent over and presented her bare ass to him, cum halfway down her thighs. She was so ready for this, so ready for the first hit. She quivered in anticipation. Come on, show me I was a bad girl. The first strike was hard and painful, the leather stinging across both cheeks at once, making her cry out. He didn't wait for her to recover fully. The spanks came hard and fast on her bare skin, great, angry floods of sting that made her feel like her ass was on fire. She cried out and enjoyed the heat as it rampaged through her body. He was so good with a belt, fast and hard and brutal with her. She earned it. Her mind screamed. She earned that pain. He stopped for a moment, wiping the sweat from his brow. He waited for her to stop her knees from wobbling and present her full ass again. Her cum was down to her knees now, as she had continued to come and come with every strike, every slap on her ass, making her drip that much more. She was steady again, and he raised the belt back. 3 emails. Count them out, he said, and she nodded. She knew better than to sass now. That first strike, this was harder to take than the spanking. The hits were harder, and not in a blur of hits. She had to feel each one individually and count it out for him. 1, sir, she cried out. The second one stung so goddamn bad, she felt her knees wobble, but she stayed up and cried out in a wavering voice, 2, sir. The third was soft. She was worried, but never ended soft. She was expecting him to really wail on her, but it came soft. It still hurt like hell on her already red and marked ass, but not as bad as it could have been. 3, sir, she called out. He leaned in close to her, his breath raging and excited. 1 fax sent to my office. Count it out. Oh, shit, she thought. Here it comes. She was expecting the long, thin sting of the belt across her ass, so when his bare hand hit her with a perfect spank, and the whole big hand covered one ass cheek, she screamed out in pain. Her whole ass was on fire from the sting, but still, she was a good girl, and when ordered, called it out, 4, sir. His voice was in her ear again, his breath tickling her skin, as he whispered in a slow and deadly tone, 1 phone call, count it out. She braced herself, but the spank was too much, as his hand covered her ass cheek and set that one on fire as well. She cried out and managed to get, 5, sir, before she collapsed to her knees. Tears flowed down her cheeks and she sobbed. It was not in pain, but she sobbed in purification. She took her punishment and now she was a good girl again. He had redeemed her. He was kneeling next to her, holding her, comforting her, telling her how good she was for counting them all out, how proud he was of her, how sexy she was, stroking her hair, kissing her, making it all okay again. He had that power to make everything okay with a kiss and a touch. She cuddled into him and was surprised to find his chest bare. She cuddled into his lap. She found he was naked, his hard cock standing straight up. He chuckled at her slight shock. "Oh, you think these pictures didn't have an effect on me?" He laughed and she grinned up at him. Pulling her up to her hands and knees, he bent her over and positioned himself behind her and slowly slid his long, hard cock into her. Sex was gentle because of her spanking. Her ass couldn't have taken a hard slam fuck. Instead, she felt every inch of him sliding in and out of her slowly, painfully slow. She moaned and felt herself leaving her own body as she got close to coming. The orgasm ripped through her and tore her apart like tissue paper. She was loose and free. His cock continued to slide in and out of her, and she felt the fire of orgasm after orgasm ripping through her. Finally, his cock, buried deep in her, erupted, his cum filling her pussy. She could feel him coursing through her, dripping out of her, so hot, so sweet, so much cum in her. He slid in and out, and he kept coming, and his cum squished and dripped down her legs, covering her with their sex. He kissed and held her for a long time. Then she began to drift. He nibbled on her neck. She was covered with a fleece throw, and he let her drift her off to sleep. She grinned and purred as he stroked her hair and kissed her face until he had to go back to work. She was so content, feeling her ass burn and his cum dripping out of her. She was his. He got back to the office 15 minutes late, but no one seemed to notice. He sat down and hurriedly tried to get back to his work so his tardiness would remain a secret. Clicking on his desktop, he opened a waiting email from an unknown name. The email clicked open, and he was greeted immediately by an image of her pussy, welts, and the start of bruises across her ass cheeks. He laughed and began keeping track. He had a feeling it was going to be a long afternoon.